During the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, cars were an expensive luxury item to own, especially during World War I and II. Walking and public transportation were the main modes of travel for West Medford residents. Going to school, to work, the hairdresser, and attending church had all been activities that had to be close to home. And in the West Medford neighborhood, they were. Listen along as West Medford residents speak about cars and their introduction into the community through the changes, challenges, and progress that they brought.
I said that you didn't have cars, so you either walked where you were going or you used the bus.
When everybody was in the service, Wally's mother could always drive. And she'd take a bunch of us to Somerville to get rations.
Automobiles, very few. Very few and far between. Again, the men in Sonny's generation, our parents had to work two and three jobs just to keep food on the table, notwithstanding a car. If one bought a car, it was a big dinghy.
We came from Philadelphia, but we drove in our own car. But the other car, we used to play tennis out in the park on Sunday, and that was the comicalest thing, because ever so you have a good time out. That's where you out there was just a lot of fun, and this couple would disappear, and you knew they had bought a car and was gone somewhere. Ended up until there was nobody out there in the park. Oh. Everybody had a car. Funny, funny, funny.
A putt-mobile?
Putt-mobile. They are, but they stopped making them back in like 1939. Yeah. It was a good, nice car. Yeah.